me and Catherine were just having some conversation the other night and just talking about just future goals and, you know, some of the things we excuse ourselves from and all the excuses we come up with to avoid some of the things that we probably should do. And then there's, you know, excuses we come up with that for things that we ought not to be doing. And but we're specifically talking about a fitness competition. Catherine's turning 50 in March. Third, good thing I remember
two
that.
2 weeks.
In a couple weeks. And one of the goals that she's had for many, many years is being in the best shape of her life when she turns 50. And I have to say that, you know, I think that you are in the best shape of your life, like
so.
Right now.
I think so.
And you're still a few weeks out from 50. But a fitness competition was coming up. When did you decide about that? That was last year, right?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it since last year, about this time, and registered for one coming up in April over the Christmas holidays. I found out about it, so registered last month.
So we're really excited about, you know, the fitness competition. Catherine is super excited about it, and so we just wanted to share some of that excitement and maybe a few things that how to avoid, not avoid, but face head on the excuses that can come up, and having a mindset of just having no excuses for the things you want to chase down. So maybe, like, well, I guess we're just talking about you today.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
So, like, some of the excuses that have come up, like, what would be some of the excuses that have come up?
Oh, I love excuses.
Well, I know one for sure.
What?
Is like, I don't want to go to the gym.
Oh, that's a great excuse. Covers a lot of ground. I think for me, the biggest excuse that I've had for the last bunch of years for many different things is that I have kids and so I'm too busy to do this, or I have kids and they take too much energy, or, you know, my house is disorganized, my office is a mess because I've got kids, I'm out of shape because I have kids. And so I just decided to stop using that as an excuse. That's the big one. And then just other stuff, like I'm tired or I don't have time or whatever. But most of it's just my own head, right? None of it's real. It's just imagined excuses.
Because I think that we would consider ourselves like a normal family. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a couple kids. You know, we both are out there earning an income, and so time is a big issue too for, you know, chasing down different things.
Yeah.
And I mean, that could be a super valid excuse for sure. I don't have time, but you're choosing to not have that excuse. And face it head on and deal with it.
Yeah.
And you really are, you know, doing super amazing with that. And I know you've been getting tired over the last, you know, couple of weeks. How do you, you know, work through that?
Well, I think for me, like you said, I wanted to be in the best shape of my life by the time I hit 50. And I would go on fits and spurts, and I would work out for a little while and eat really well, and then I'd get off track, and then I'd get back on and I'd get off track. And so I decided to register for this competition because then, you know, it's the deadline and the goal is right there, so it's hard to avoid. But I think really what I do is to get past that is I just, every day is a new day, and I look at my calendar, I say, what am I going to do today to get myself ready for where I want to be? And so it's a daily battle for me, because some days it just doesn't go great, or, you know, you're just having one of those days, and you just would rather stay home and not go to the gym.
Yeah.
But I just remind myself every day of what my goal is, and then I just go anyway. And sometimes I'm in a bad mood when I walk into that gym. A few minutes later, I'm glad I went.
You have a bad attitude.
Sometimes I do have a bad attitude, but yeah.
Yeah, it is awesome, you know, like living a life intentionally to not have excuses really starts with accepting ownership for your life. And accepting the fact that you are responsible, and if you choose to have excuses, then you get to live with the results of that. And
that's right.
You know, I'm super proud of you for just having an attitude of no excuses. I don't think it excludes you from not being perfect. I know that doesn't sound quite right, but like, I know you're not perfect, mm-hmm. and you do have excuses, but you face them head on when you get them, and you just deal with them because you do accept that extreme ownership of no excuses.
Yeah, but you know what's really interesting is that, you know, when I decided to just stop accepting my own excuses and going, you know, moving forward with what I wanted to do, everything starts to get better. I seem to have more time. I seem to be a little more organized. I seem to be able to take on something else. And so my commitment in one area is starting to filter out into other areas of my life. And so I'm actually starting to get my office organized, but I'm starting to get on top of paperwork and all these different things that fell. But I'm feeling really good about my ability to meet my commitment for health and fitness. And so I've got a win.
Yeah.
And when I feel like I have a win, I can have another win somewhere else. Even if it's just little, it makes a big difference. So small wins add up to big wins over time.
How do you prioritize, you know, like getting to all those big wins and having the little ones? How do you prioritize, like, you got the kids, you got yourself, you got me, you got the, you know, the family, you got your workload, and you got the workout. Like, how do you manage all those things and prioritize them to make sure that if something does fall, it's because you're prioritizing, it's not so high on the list towards some of your goals and stuff like that?
Yeah, well, I think I just give a lot of thought to what is really important to me. Like the other day, our 9-year-old daughter was just having a tough time with some stuff. And so I just didn't go to the gym that day because she needed me to be home with her. And so, you know, it's a matter of knowing what is most important to me and then prioritizing from there. And there are lots of little things that I can keep myself busy with, but do they really matter? And if the answer is no, then they get punted from the list. And so, you know, is my house spick and span? Absolutely not. But that's not that important. You know, it's tidy enough, I guess. But, you know, it's just things like that, you know, is having everything just so. My daughter always asks me, it's a good thing you're not a just so mom, or would you be a just so kind of mom if you didn't have kids? But I wouldn't be. And I guess so, that's my long way of answering, is I just know what my priorities are. And if something I've been asked to do or something that, you know, crosses my mind is a good thing to do, if it doesn't line up with my priorities, it just doesn't get done.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's that important, it can get done later. And if it doesn't need to get done later, then it wasn't important in the first place.
Nice.
So let me ask you something. You aren't in a competition.
Nope.
We've been together for 23 years this month and married for 20 years next month. You've never once been out of shape. You've never let that drop off your list of things that's important to you. How do you stay motivated on a daily basis to stay fit and healthy and focused when you don't necessarily have a hard deadline, like a competition or something like that?
That is a really good question, actually. Maybe it started when I was back in the New Zealand Navy, where just being around a bunch of people that kind of had to stay fit starting out, and then getting around another group of men and women that just, they chose to stay fit after the fact. Because when you first join the military, you have to be in shape. Well, the New Zealand military for sure, you have to be in shape, or you're going to have a very difficult time with the basic training. And then once you get out of basic training, you start moving on to the different branches inside the military. You don't have to be so stringent on your exercise, but depending on what you want to do and who you want to hang around, you don't get forced into it, but I guess you want to, you know, do some of the things that with the people that you associate with. So I was exercising a lot, running a lot, and going to the gym a lot. Not hardcore bodybuilding. I've never been that. I've just always wanted to be just healthy and fit. And so that kind of pulled me along for, you know, multiple amounts of years. And so I've never had the word in my head, I'm motivated to do this. It was just like just something that I did. It was a habit, a good habit. Mm. And then so as time went on, got married and kids and all these, you know, things started coming into my life where you have to start prioritizing. And yes, health is a priority, but my kids are a priority, you're a priority, family is a priority, lots of things that are priority. And sometimes the health part of it slips down. And so how I keep it up, it happened a couple of years ago, and where I really started not investigating, but doing more research into how do you have a long-term sustainable life that's healthy, and where I can get to be, because we had kids later in life, you know, 40, 45, and I wanted to be able to run down the beach when I'm 55 years old or 60 years old or 65 or 70, be able to function at a level that I can still be active with my kids, and then even move on to that with my grandkids. And so at the end of the day, what I always think about is And like think about this. I don't like vegetables. I really despise them. And I really honestly think they taste like crap, but I eat them. And the reason that I eat them, because Kat, you've asked me sometimes, too, Kat, I was like, why do you eat that when you don't like it? And the answer is I want to live a long time. I want to live a long time. And so you have to do certain things to, you know, get certain results. And so one of my biggest things is I want to live a long time. And I want to live a long time healthy. Mm-hmm. And so somebody's like, well, you know, I know people that have worked out their whole lives. They've never smoked. They've never drank. They've never taken drugs. And they've died at 46 or 33. And, you know, I get that. And I totally understand that. But one of the things that I do buy into is that you can mitigate risk. And you can flip the odds into your favor. And yes, I might die tomorrow. Mm-hmm. However, you know, I do know today is that I'm doing everything that I can to live longer mm-hmm. than dying tomorrow because of a health issue or, you know, I get that I might have a freak accident, die in a car accident or whatever like that. But if we're talking specifically health, I know that I've done everything that I can to my knowledge and intentionally to put the odds in my mm-hmm. favor. It's kind of like if you would go to the casino or you're gambling and all these different things, and you do everything that you can to stack the odds in your favor that you're going to win. Well, it's like me for longevity. I want to live a long time, so I need to. I shouldn't say need. I want to. I guess need is the right word, but I want to do the things that I need to do in order to have that longevity. And so is that motivation? Yeah, probably. Is it habit? Yeah, probably. But I do want to stack the odds so that I get to have that end result, which is longevity. So I guess we can call it whatever the heck we want.
Absolutely.
Motivation.
Well, I'm happy you live your life like that because Phil's my coach for this competition, and I think you're the best example that I have to follow. So.
And trust me, I'm not even a professional coach. I've only ever done one course. It was a CrossFit level one course, you know, when CrossFit first started out. But I think that CrossFit is a spectacular, what do you call it there?
Option?
Yeah, it's a spectacular approach, an option, and it gives you all those fundamental functional movements for your body. And so with Catherine, you know, she's, oh, I'm so glad you're my coach. But really, at the end of the day, she's the one that's doing all the work, and I might be correcting her every now and then with a few things. But like what I like to think of myself as an encourager, because I think at the end of the day, people need encouragement long enough until they're able to encourage themselves and believe in themselves that they can go and do some stuff. And I think at the base of everything, the no excuses philosophy, the no excuses mindset, the no excuses way of living is the way to live. Because if you choose to live with excuses, you get to live with someone else's. You get to live with someone else's. What do you call them now? Rules. You get to live with someone else's telling you what you ought to do and how you ought to live your life and how you ought to end your life, you know, like the end result. And I understand that there's a balance with, you know, all of that as well, but at the end of the day, accepting extreme ownership for that and having an extreme ownership of zero excuses in your life, you can move forward a lot easier and a lot better, and sleep a lot better too, knowing that you're going to wake up the next day and it doesn't matter what you're going to come up against. There's zero excuses. Mm-hmm. And so fundamentally, a no excuses lifestyle is, my belief, is the way to go. And so hopefully this video helps you a little bit. Are you going to say anything else before we wrap up?
No, it's good. It's hard to throw up excuses when you're doing the no excuses pro. Took me a while to adopt that philosophy, but I think I'm on board.
Anyways, you guys have a super awesome day. No excuses. This is my little girl, Malaya, 9 years old. And she's actually writing, doing some blogging as well. And it's pretty neat. Like, she listens to a lot of the audio CDs. She actually just listened to one by Tim Marks recently. What was he talking about?
He was talking about
character and lack of character. And integrity. And so she did a blog on that, and it just, all those, you know, things, those, you know, pie in the sky, leadership, character, integrity things, if you don't accept them and buy into them and actually start, you know, living some of those principles, you know, you get to start living an excuses lifestyle, and that just sucks. And so I think that, you know, no excuses is awesome, and I want to help you guys live a no excuses lifestyle. So anyways, Catherine's in the competition, and
9 weeks to go.
It's going to be awesome. We'll be back for sure.
See ya.